right before this meeting to talk about the I word.
The what?
The I word.
Impotent?
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Here are some of the feature programs coming up on WGXC on Tuesday, November 12, 2019, at 12 p.m. Overlooked, hosted by Rob Safer. This broadcast will focus on Mary Howison. Algorithm as Ritual is on at 2 p.m., hosted by Patrick Quinn. Then at 3 p.m., Framework, hosted by Patrick McGinley. This week features the work of Manjuristic, Roland Butcher, and the sound maps for the Dreamer 3. And at 4 o'clock, the WGXC Afternoon Show will be hosted by Holly Tanner, and she will welcome outgoing Hudson Mayor Rick Rector to talk about issues facing the city. And finally at 7 p.m., The Art of the Hudson Valley, hosted by Chad Weckler. Chad's guest this month is Hudson resident Sherry Jo Williams. To view our full schedule, visit our website, wgxc.org. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, snow and sleet, becoming all snow after 7 a.m., then gradually ending with a temperature high near 33 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 12 degrees. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 15. And that's your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jane Scarpolino of New Haven, Connecticut. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Transformational Listening.
Okay, sorry about that. We've got a little bit of technical problems here, but the show must go on. So welcome to Forgotten Geek here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. This is your host, Corey, and we were about to get into the latest Geek Speak as soon as some things load up, as they say, and certain things I'm kind of vamping right now. A little peek behind. Okay, now let's get right into it with the announcement of HBO Max's 29. Okay, with the announcement of HBO Max's May 2020 launch date came some news and confirmations. Using a predominantly weekly release schedule rather than binge, come new projects like Ridley Scott's series about androids raising humans raised by wolves. Michael Mann's Tokyo Vice, Mindy Kaling's College Girls, Grease spinoff Rydell High, Americana starring Lupita Nyong'o, Issa Rae's female rap comedy Rap, insert curse word for defecation, the Gossip Girl revival, Hanna-Barbera-based Jellystone, 80 new Looney Tunes shorts, 5 more seasons and 4 spinoffs for Sesame Street, 4 new Adventure Time specials, and 5 new Conan O'Brien specials. They also grabbed the domestic rights to the existing 23 seasons of South Park plus the next 3. Some major new DC Comics-based projects were also announced, including Variety reporting Warner's intent to produce original high-budget live-action films for the service as a response to Disney Plus's MCU series, and Newsarama reminding everyone about J.J. Abrams, who took a pass at a Superman reboot early in his career, and J.J. Abrams having a deal with Warner Brothers, and Greg Berlanti's long-gestating Booster Gold movie. What are definitely coming are the latter producing a live-action Green Lantern-related series and a live-action anthology Strange Adventures. Elizabeth Banks will produce a live-action sitcom called DC Superhero High. Doctor Who Companion picked up on something missed in the reporting on HBO Max's BBC content, as in addition to the pre-existing 11 seasons of the revival and the upcoming 12th season, 13th and 14th seasons have already been ordered. Bad news hit those anticipating the expansion of the TV annex of the World of Ice and Fire, only for it to become a case of good news a few hours later. Variety broke that the Jane Goldman show run, Naomi Watts starring Long Night prequel, has been scrapped, and then later that day, the HBO Max presentation was used to announce a straight-to-series order for House of the Dragon, show run by Colony's Ryan Condal, and chronicling the beginning of those incestuously mad dragon riders' reign of blood and fire over Westeros. The tarnished approach of original Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and Dan Weiss will not be coming to a galaxy far, far away. In a statement to Deadline, it was announced they will no longer be working on a Star Wars project. Heat Vision and other sources claim it was a combination of Lucasfilm head Kathleen Kennedy's concerns of them juggling this in their 12th show deal with Netflix, and the duo decided they'd rather not deal with another toxic fandom so soon. Wrapping this segment with more streaming glut news, CNBC reports NBC Universal may include an ad-supported free-for-all version of Peacock, while AMC said it plans to stick to its niche streamers like Shudder and Sundance while licensing out the big guns like Breaking Bad and Walking Dead to Netflix and what have you. So, here we go with our first set, starting with Little Richard, Heebie-Jeebies.
Hand up, baby, put the tanks on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and the can't get well. I got the heebie-jeebies and the Jew got the tail. If I'm a baby, then no, no, well, I'm gonna ring your door till I break your bell. You gotta jump back, heebie-jeebies, gonna get back, heebie-jeebies, gonna jump back, heebie-jeebies, gonna get back, heebie-jeebies, gonna jump back, heebie-jeebies, I'm a bad luck, baby, put the tanks on me. I got the heebie-jeebies, gonna love your soul. I got the heebie-jeebies, why you have to go with it. Don't want me, darling, just let me know, then I won't be a fool over you no more. You gotta jump back, heebie-jeebies, gotta get back, heebie-jeebies, gonna jump back, heebie-jeebies, gotta get back, heebie-jeebies, gonna jump back, heebie-jeebies, I'm a bad luck, baby, put the drinks on me. I got the heebie-jeebies, and I feel so sad. I got the heebie-jeebies, why you make me mad? Put the checks on me again. You gotta jump back, heave it deep. You gotta get back, heave it deep. You gonna jump back, heave it deep. You gonna get back, heave it deep. You gonna jump back, heave it deep. You gonna bad luck, baby. Put the checks on me. Love you so, got heebie-jeebies, why you have to go? If don't want me, darling, just let me know that I won't be a fool over you no more. You gotta jump back, heebie-jeebies, gotta jump back, heebie-jeebies, gotta get back, heebie-jeebies, gotta jump back, heebie-jeebies, gotta get back, heebie-jeebies, gonna bad luck, baby, put the drinks on me. I got heebie-jeebies, gonna feel so sad. I got heebie-jeebies, why you make me mad? If don't want me, darling, just let me in, and I won't say you put the tanks on me again. You gotta jump back, heave a deep, you gotta jump back, heave a deep, you gotta get.
heebie-jeebie, gotta duck back, heebie-jeebie, gotta jump back, heebie-jeebie, come a bad luck, baby, put the janks on me.
Okay, that set started off with Little Richard, Heebie Jeebies. You just heard Glenn Scarpelli with Don't Mess Up This Good Thing. Now, back on the film front for DC, next summer's Wonder Woman 1984 has been confirmed by Patty Jenkins to feature, as months of rumors had it, Pedro Pascal essaying the role of the Gordon Gekko of that shared universe, Justice League benefactor turned supervillain Maxwell Lord. Days after it was confirmed, Westworld's Jeffrey Wright will put on the beaten overcoat of Commissioner Gordon in Matthew Reeves' Bat-Pat Rising. The Wrap and Deadline revealed the possible names behind a major Dark Knight rogue and his closest ally. On the latter, The Wrap broke that Andy Serkis is in talks to portray Alfred Pennyworth, while Deadline reports Colin Farrell may try to further wipe his betrayal of Daredevil's Bullseye from people's minds to pick up the Tuscan umbrella of the Penguin. With less than a month before the CW-DCU crisis hits, Deadline broke that fans will get their wish with a green light given to Superman and Lois, focusing on the Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch's version of the iconic husband and wife duo dealing with parenthood on top of the usual superheroing and super journalism. And Chris Miller tweeted, the Spider-Verse's second trip will hit in April 2022. And rumors quickly followed that one addition to the cinematic spider totem will be Toei's 1970s UFO/mecha-controlling incarnation. The Hollywood Reporter stomped speculation that Ant-Man's third installment would go to Disney+, announcing Peyton Reed will begin directing a third installment sometime around the end of next year for a likely 2022 release. THR also named showrunner names for Disney+'s She-Hulk and Moon Knight, the former getting briefed by Pickle Rick scripter Jessica Gao, and the latter by Umbrella Academy developer Jeremy Slater. The writing on the wall at Marvel's TV wing was confirmed by Variety and THR, revealing the head, Jeff Loeb, has exited Marvel Television with an axe falling on the Freeform Cloak and Dagger show the next day to punctuate this. The future of Hulu's Runaways and development of Hellstrom remain unknown, but the sources say ABC is still dedicated to getting a successor show for the soon-to-end Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Grain of salt-encrusted web rumor time. DR Movie News claims the first crosshatching between the MCU Spidey and the Sony spin-offverse will come in the form of a cameo by J.K. Simmons' recently reimagined iconic take on J. Jonah Jameson. Now, here's our next set with... starting with Preston Epps, Bongo Rock.
You're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No barking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man, let it all hang out. Mm-hmm. talking upside down. My TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that. Let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt. Keep open mind, let it all hang out. Inside a big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Big brown sack, and throw it away. No one needs leftovers anyway. A juggalo truck filling up with the trash. Is anybody hungry? Oh, say I didn't ask. Eagle never hunts the fly. Listen and I'll tell you why. On the bottom of the sky. And that's why. And that's why. For the goose, so you're the engine, I'm the caboose. Look where you go, stick my head out and then we change direction, I'll know where I've been. Eagle never hunts to fly. Listen and I'll tell you why. Lives on the bottom of the sky. And that's why. And that's why.
Okay, that set started with Bongo Rock from Preston Epps. Then you heard the Hombres with Let It All Hang Out. And you just heard Eagle Never Hunts the Fly by The Music Machine. Now commences this installment of Look Who's Rebooting / Reviving / Etc. Now, or rather not returning, reviving it turns out. As at the premiere for her Netflix anthology Heartstrings, Dolly Parton told Entertainment Tonight she, Fonda, and Tomlin have scrapped their 9-to-5 sequel for quality reasons and are looking to reunite on a new project instead. Another musical queen might bring The Equalizer back to TV. The rap reporter Latifah is stepping before the camera for a pilot by the team behind Castle. They also passed on from Deadline that the gender-bent Zorro reimagining Z has moved to development for CBS from CW, who are also taking up the also-bounced-around female-led reboot of 70s classic, even though it came about by screwing over Bruce Lee, Kung Fu. And Annette will also keep Jared Padalecki in the family following Supernatural's end by putting him in Chuck Norris's boots as the new Walker Texas Ranger. Take the original Heroic Dog franchise that literally saved the studio from bankruptcy, marry it to the beginning of John Wick, but flip it so the dog kills the villains instead, and you've got Warner's planned Ren 10-10 reboot. Deadline reported that Adam's Family and Scoob scribe Matt Lieberman is scripting a reimagining of the dog hero as an elite military agent seeking to stop a large-scale large-scale attack. No, I almost said zombie attack. Variety reports Lionsgate and Stars have begun developing the tentatively titled Weeds 4.20, a sequel to their hit dark comedy exploring how increasing legalization of the green has impacted Mary Louise Parker's Botwin family. And he took the opportunity of the People's Choice Awards to announce the soup will stir again 4 years after its last incarnation, now hosted by Jade Cata Preta. So, head into 11:30 here on WGXC 90.7 FM. You listen to Forgotten Geek. And here is Toto Colo with Milk from the Coconut.
Sneak attack, but I was waiting. I was once on a stroll one very hot summer's day when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest,
excuse me,
in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun, felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie.
Places, everyone.
And that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind. The fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, weeping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. There I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of a mountain king. I stood high upon a mountain top, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl, whether it's long one, tall one, short ones, brown. Big ones, crazy ones. Out of the middle came a lady.
I know what you want.
She whispered in my ear something crazy. She said,
spill the wine.
I could feel hot flame, fire roaring in my back as she disappeared. But soon she returned.
Yeah, baby, I'll be defined.
In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other, a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass. Raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said,
started with Toto Colo's version of Milk from the Coconut, and then you heard Two News' version of Spill the Wine. So, on the heels of the positive early reception for their Richard Stanley helm, Nick Cage starring adaptation of Color Out of Space, production duo Elijah Wood and Daniel Noah told Coming Soon they're working with Stanley on ideas for further Lovecraft adaptations, starting with another Let's Get It Right This Time pass at the Dunwich Horror, though the 60s AIP adaptations of the 60s AIP adaptations, the Dean Stockwell starring version was probably the best. Star Trek and Orville vet Brandon Braga is going for the jugular with his next project, adapting the first installment in Clive Barker's classic anthology series Books of Blood as a film for Hulu. Do you like second attempts at regurgitating a 90s horror franchise? Well, too bad, because Bloody Disgusting reports Spyglass Entertainment has added Scream to its film reboot slate that already includes David S. Goyer's Hellraiser resummoning. Coming off the commercial failure of his Shining sequel adaptation, Dr. Sleep, director Mike Flanagan at least has his Haunting seasonal anthology for Netflix. Talking to Games Radar recently, he clarified how the follow-up season, the Turn of the Screw-based Haunting of Bly Manor, will distinguish itself from next year's cinematic adaptation of Turning and the dozen past versions. Henry James' haunted house story will form the backbone of her season, drawing off lesser-known James works like The Jolly Corner and The Romance of Certain Old Clothes. The King of Songs will not be deterred by such setbacks as the aforementioned Shinning Fail. Heat Vision reports Chris Romero is working to adapt her husband George's unmade adaptation of The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. Deadline reports AMC has given a pilot order for a series adaptation of King and Son Owens' near future set Sleeping Beauty's novel. David E. Kelley and Jack Bender are following up their first King collab, Mr. Mercedes, with the just released as a novel, The Institute, King's tale of a boy orphaned by violence, waking up in a facility for children with a similar trauma and special powers to boot. This last set will include another name on my list of never thought I'd play them, from the cult classic Canadian children's movie, The Peanut Butter Solution, which will be getting the Ultra Deluxe Blu-ray treatment next month. Here is the theme song, Listen to the Magic Man, by Celine Dion.
help you, doctor. Yes, I really, really would. But the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar. And I'd like to give the information asking for. But blood makes a noise. It's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. That you might want to know the details and the facts, but there's something in my blood denies the memory of the act. So just forget it, doc. I think it's really cool that you're concerned. We'll have to try again after the silence has returned. Cause blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. Blood makes noise. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Put the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. Blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear. Yes, blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear. I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
That started with Celine Dion, Listen to the Magic Man from the Peanut Butter Solution. And then you heard Trash's Theme by SSQ from the classic Return of the Living Dead soundtrack. And then we heard the 2011 remake of by Suzanne Vega of her own, Blood Makes Noise. One last bit of breaking news. Original Mystery Science Theater 3000 prop diva Bees McKeever has revealed Netflix has not renewed the return for a third season / 13th overall, saying the performance of the current live tour will be a deciding factor in finding a new platform, though she made it clear this doesn't mean the show is over. After all, it's always been a bit of a nomad when it comes to broadcast outlets. So, jump the gun on saying that last set was the last set. It wasn't, so here we go with the actual last set. Here is T-Rex with Jeepster.
I want your all and everything, just a dream in life. Yeah.
Okay, that last set started with T-Rex Jeep Steering. You just heard Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson's cover of Helter Skelter. Then you listened to Forgotten Geek today and Being Patient. Be back in a couple of weeks. Until then, I'll be leaving you with Sly and the Family Stone, Africa Talks to You, The Asphalt Jungle. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.